Normally, these insightful commentaries are by great musicians who give us enlightened insights into pieces of great sacred music, how a composer expressed the inspired meaning of a passage of scripture. Well, today the focus is on the Word, words that were written to match a lovely tune that Fanny Crosby heard a friend play. And that lovely tune inspired one of the all-time great hymns, Blessed Assurance. How did this woman, this poet, who was blind, come to write so many hymns beloved by churches everywhere? And which came first, the words or the music? She was born Frances Jane Crosby. She became blind in infancy from the application of a strong mustard poultice that was used in error to treat her eye infection. But she said she considered her blindness a blessing rather than a disability, since it prevented her from becoming distracted by the sights around her, and she stayed focused on God. She became a poet whose words rang true to people of faith. And here's what Fanny Crosby wrote about the creation of her hymn, Blessed Assurance. "Sometimes a tune is furnished for me for which to write the words, and the hymn titled Blessed Assurance was made in this manner. My dear friend Phoebe Palmer Knapp had composed the tune, and it seemed to me one of the sweetest I had heard for a long time. She asked me what it said, and I replied, Blessed Assurance. I felt while bringing the words and tones together that the air and the hymn were intended for each other." The words of Fanny Crosby. And knowing about her blindness lends poignance to the phrase, "Visions of rapture now burst on my sight." Historical scholar Edith Blumhofer sees Fanny's beautiful words as something that anyone could relate to. "Blessed Assurance," she says, "is typical of a gospel song, first person, me and Jesus. It's about simple, everyday experiences, and it's relational rather than doctrinal." Fanny never made much money off her thousands of hymns. The one who wrote the music owned the hymn. And living in near poverty, she did social ministry in some of New York's dangerous places, according to Dr. Paul Richardson, professor emeritus at Samford University. And yet she lived to be 95, writing those inspiring words which spoke of a practical sort of faith. Many of the hymns in our hymnals today are like the ones Fanny wrote. An inspired writer composes words that express our faith today and matches it with a good tune, which once again can blessedly assure us.